Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, and welcome again to my show, Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean, and we are here to share practical, bite-sized business tips with you to digest and act upon. I want to thank you all for listening today, and today's show we will be focusing on authenticity in business. Now this is quite a big buzzword at the moment in business, so I'll be covering things like, are you being true to yourself in business? Are you maximizing every creative gift and talent that you've been given? And we're going to help you today to go on a journey by discussing authenticity in business, where you're going to discover your true uniqueness, which you can then communicate to your customers. We're also going to look at the power of integrity and the benefits of saying what you mean and meaning what you say. And during the show today, our first five people to call in after the break will receive the 12 C's template to confidence in business. So again, I want to welcome you into our show. Just to let you know, our chat room is open, so if you've got any comments while the show is going on or any questions, we can take those after the break. And if anyone would like to call in today, you can call in on 646-668-8471. So that's 646-668-8471. As I said before, our topic today is authenticity in business. Now you might be thinking to yourself, what does this word mean? Well, when we're thinking about business, it's important that we are true to ourselves. And there is something that is important about being true to ourselves. If you were to buy a product or a service and the outside of the packaging looked wonderful, and then when you open it inside, you find out that what was on the outside is not what was on the inside, you would be disappointed. Well, being authentic basically means how you are on the inside is what you present on the outside. So if you're offering a service or a product, I'm going to take you through the 12 C's to show you how you can be authentic in business. So the first C that we're going to focus on when you're looking at authenticity is looking at where you are now. So that's coming to terms with yourself. So I want you to think about, what has been your greatest achievement in business or in life? Think about, how is your self-esteem? How do you esteem yourself? Where do you belong? And as you answer these questions, you will begin to start changing your attitude in terms of confidence, and that will help you to be true to yourself. The next thing that I want to give you in terms of being authentic and being confident is commitment. So you will commit to the things that you believe in that is best for you and your business, and you will stick to that by starting off with one thing at a time. So if you're introducing a new product or a service to a customer, be true to that product or service that you're going to offer so that your customer will get to know you and get a feeling of what you're actually offering. The other thing that I would like to give you in terms of being authentic is courage. Now, if you're going to be courageous, it's all about trying something new. that you believe will enhance your life and your business. And if others were to criticize you, if you're being true and authentic to yourself, you would actually keep going. Courage is all about standing up in the face of adversity. So when challenging times come, you know that if you believe in your life or your business, you're going to try something new. The next C that I want to give you is credibility. A way to be authentic is to be credible. And you do this by building up relationships with people so they will say things about you that you would want them to say about yourself, or what you would say about yourself. And the way to do this is to under-promise but over-deliver. So if you have basic services, and if you said to your customer that it's possible for you to get back to them within 2 days, if you know that that's not physically possible, say to them you'll get back to them in maybe 5 days, but actually get back to them in 4 days. So what that does for the customer, it builds up credibility. If you say to your customer you're going to do a follow-up call, give the customer maybe a week that you say you're going to follow up that call and get back to them within 3 days. So you're always giving yourself extra time so you can build up your credibility, and that helps you with your authenticity. As we are discussing authenticity in business, which is all about being true to yourself, saying what you mean and meaning what you say. Another benefit of being authentic is that you will have a lot of energy to create and innovate. The more you are yourself, the more relaxed you'll be, and the more you'll allow your creative juices to flow. So you may get new ideas to give to your customers, you may get new inspirations, you may get new buzz of energy when you are being true to yourself. The next C I'd like to give you is carry it around, which is your confidence. So you're wearing confidence like a badge, so people will see what you are wearing at all times. And you do this by your posture, by your speech, by practicing what you are going to say in public and in private. So you can practice your ideas of what you would like to present to your customers with yourself beforehand, and then after that, you can then have the confidence to present that in public. And the more you get used to doing it, the more you will feel comfortable and you will be yourself. The other C that I want to give you is all about control. So that's another C for confidence and another area of being authentic. If you're going to be authentic in business, do not let anybody rush you to say where you should be. You decide on where you want to be in a year, in 3 years, or in 5 years. And we call this planning for the short, medium term, and long term. And you can do this by setting your own goals. So make them as realistic and achievable as possible. So that's C for control. Number seven, to be authentic in business, C is for communicate. Now, confidence to others, you communicate by what you say and what you believe. And I would encourage you that in your communication, practice different ways of communicating until you are comfortable with it, and then you connect with others. So if one of your strengths is speaking, practice speaking about different things about your business to your customers. If your strength is in writing, for example, write to your customers. If your strength is in art or in drawing, maybe you'd like to draw in terms of having pictures or signs your customers can see. So whatever way is your strongest way of communicating, build up your confidence by communicating with your customers. The eighth C of confidence, and when we're talking about authenticity, is creativity. Now, this is a great one to use for business, because creativity is what we all have within us. It's what inspires us. So my question to you is, what inspires you the most and what are you passionate about? And whatever you're passionate about and what you're inspired about in your business, let your mind be open up without limitations and use that creativity to serve your customers well. The other C that I'd like to give you is community. If you want to be authentic, have a passion and a heart to serve a group of people. What sort of people do you feel drawn to work with or promote your products or services to? Build up your confidence by serving the needs of the community that you have identified. Thank you for one of our chats in our chat room. They're saying that they're enjoying the show and they're getting great insight. I'm glad that you're having insight into the show, and I really encourage you to use some of these seeds in terms of going forward and being authentic. And I'll be interested to find out what is your most favourite seed that I'm sharing. Right, the 10th one that I'm going to share is contact. If you want to be authentic, relationship is key. Keep in contact with your customers, but I would encourage you to keep in contact at three levels. Keep in contact with someone who has gone further than you to be inspired. Keep in contact with someone on the same level as you so that you can collaborate with them. And also keep in contact with someone who aspires to be like you so you can encourage them. Relationships will always increase your confidence level and your authenticity, because it's relationships that help you to be true to yourself and engage with people. The other C that I'll give you is being consistent. So you keep on keeping on. Confidence is not a feeling, it's an attitude. So consistency is the key in being authentic. So if you say you're going to do something, keep it at a consistent level. If you can't do it every week, you could do it once a month. But the fact that you're being consistent helps authenticity in business. And the last C that I'm going to give you is change. So you can look at, what do you need to do different? Do you need to upgrade your skills? Do you need to focus on your strengths? Or do you need to meet different types of people? So I'm going to go through the 12 C's, and I'm just going to say the words, and I want you to think about which ones you would focus on so that you can be more authentic. When we're looking at the word authenticity, it's all about being true to yourself, being unique with the gifts and talents that you've got, having an image that you are focusing on, highlighting your gifts and strengths, being honest about your limitation, and looking at how that authenticity can impact your business. And one way it impacts your business, it helps you to focus, which means you don't have to be all things to all men. You can focus your energy on your strength and the uniqueness of being you, and then you'll have more energy to create and innovate. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, I'm going to open up the chat room for questions and comments, and then I'm going to repeat the 12 C's, just the words, and then I'd be great if you could put your questions forward, and I'll be happy to answer them. So we're going to take our break now, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you for listening, and for those of you who want to call in, it's 646-668-8471. You can also tweet me as well, at SharonBWE, and you can also send a comment even on Facebook, facebook.com/businesswithexcellence, or you can put your questions into the chat room.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Welcome back to Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean, and on our show today, we are talking about authenticity in business. It's a big word at the moment, and it's all about being true to yourself. When you're authentic, you're able to have the energy to create and innovate. You're actually being yourself. You're not thinking about being someone else, but you're using all your gifts and all your talent. So if you'd like to call in, our number is 646-668-8471. Our chat room is now open for questions or for comments, and you can also tweet me at SharonBWE or leave a comment on Facebook or at our comment box, facebook.com/businesswithexcellence. So we've got Dion here who says that she agrees that authenticity is the key. When you are being truthful to yourself, it comes across to others. And that is really, really important. Also, we've got a question here. What if you have an awkward customer? How do you respond back without being unprofessional? Thank you for this question. If you do have an awkward customer in business and they are not really listening to what you're saying, the most important thing is responding back in the right tone. So you agree maybe with what the customer might say, or you acknowledge what they've said, but you then be truthful to them that have the right sort of attitude. So if I was going to answer that question, I would say it's important to answer them in the right tone and also to respect them and remember that they are buying your products and services. We've got another question here. When you start out in business, people seem very competitive. Do you have some tips on how to build trust amongst other business personnel? Sometimes people do not want to give, only take. My advice here, thank you for that question, would be to build up relationships with the people that you're going to be working with. And over a period of time, you will actually see what type of person they are, what their true colours are, and you will know if they are the right partnership for you. Let me give you an example. In my business, when I first started, I had a lot of people who were interested in my products and services, and it came to a point where they were just interested in taking. And I had to come to a stage to find out, is this relationship benefiting both of us? And if it's not, over a period of time, the relationship would stop, and then you would actually get into relationships with people who have something to give and also something to take. So in business, relationship is about giving and receiving. And I would encourage you to look at how you can benefit from the relationship and also how others can benefit. So I want to thank you for putting that question forward. Let's see what else we've got here. So I was reading out Dion's comment, and she said it's good to be truthful to yourself and it comes across to others and they get to trust you. It really helps to develop strong relationships. So I would definitely agree with that. Right. When customers do not pay, is it better to walk away from the situation in order to maintain your integrity? Thank you. That is an excellent question. Now, in terms of payment, what I would encourage you to do is have some type of payment term that you agree in advance with your customers. So it might be that you would take a payment or a deposit up front. It might be payment once you deliver the service. But you would set those terms and conditions up quite clearly and explain to the customer. Now, you might be in a situation where you deliver a service and the customer hasn't paid. I would then chase that customer up, maybe give them 1 to 3 calls. And then after the third call, if they didn't pay, you could pass them on to maybe a collection agency, depending on the amount. But sometimes it isn't worth the hassle, and sometimes to maintain your integrity, you may have to walk away. But in order to prevent that, make sure you have your payment terms already in place so your customer knows what is expected when they buy your products and services. Another question here, when you are networking with other businesses, how do I know they are trustworthy to work with? Thank you for this question. Again, you'll only know they're trustworthy when you build up a relationship over a period of time. An example of this is if you were going to get a loan from a bank, the bank would ask you quite a lot of information about yourself so they could build up a picture of the type of person you are. They would take references. Now, if you're going to work with a client over a long period of time, you too could maybe get some references, maybe get a character reference from someone that they might have worked with in the past, someone who has a referral. They might tell you about the quality of their work, or you could observe it yourself over a period of time. So if you're going to get into a relationship with someone in business, it's worth allowing yourself the time to get to know them, because if you're going to build trust, it actually takes time. Right, our next question, how do you balance your confidence so it does not come across as arrogant? Thank you, Hugh. This is a great question. Well, in terms of your confidence is an attitude. So as long as you know who you are within yourself, you can display that to others. There's something called assertiveness and being aggressive. Assertiveness, I like to explain as putting yourself forward with your own ideas and opinions and your rights. Aggressiveness is maybe forcing your ideas and opinions on someone. But assertiveness works well with confidence because you can agree or disagree, but you can still stand your ground. And again, the way to do this is to use your confidence with the right tone and the right attitude. So coming across in a warm way, in a presentable way, in a way where your tone is not as loud. You agree with your customers or you disagree, but you do it in a way that you feel comfortable with. So that's one way to balance your confidence so that it does not become across as arrogant. We've got some more questions coming in. So as the questions are coming in, just going through the 12 C's again. One is come to terms with yourself. 2 is commitment. 3 is courage. 4 is credibility. 5 is carry it around. 6 is being in control. 7 is communicate. 8 is creativity. 9 is community. 10 is keeping in contact. 11 is being consistent. And 12 is change. It's so important to be authentic in business. Another question here. Is there a danger that you can portray your business as being bigger than it is? Is this genuine or just part of marketing? Thank you for this question. There could be a danger, but many businesses, for example, work from home, but it looks like they may have a big, large offices. The most important thing is making sure that when you're working with your customers, you can deliver the service. If you have an influx of demand for your products and services, always be one step ahead by having a backup plan. Your backup plan could be having a bank of staff who would be available to help you with your work in case you've got a large contract. But the biggest thing about portraying your business as being bigger, if the work comes in and you're not able to deliver, the biggest thing that you need to be is honest. So you might say to the client, I'm not able to deliver this at the moment, but I can get back to you. So I would answer that question by saying, yes, you can portray your business as bigger, and sometimes people do this as part of their marketing, but make sure that you can actually deliver the service and you've got a backup plan in place of how you're going to deliver that service to the customer, making sure that you've got your systems in place so that you can deliver a good service to the customer. We've got time for one more question, so if anyone would like to put another question through, that would be great. And we are talking today authenticity in business. If you are enjoying the show and you know of anyone else in business who would like to set up a business, please let them know about the show. It airs every Monday at 9:30 p.m. GMT, and it's Passion for Business. And we are here to help you with practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. And if you'd like a copy of my 12 C's of Confidence for Business and Being Authentic, please put your email in the chat room or send me an email to info@businesswithexcellence.com. I'd like to also honour all our women out there. This month is International Women's Month, and we are celebrating women in all cultures, economically, politically, all the great things that they are doing, and we encourage you women to be authentic in your businesses. So bring your skills, your talents. You don't have to act like anybody else. You can just be true to yourself. That is wonderful about being authentic, because you can be true to yourself. And one thing I would say, if you discover something about yourself that you haven't used, it might be a gift or a talent, bring that into your business. How do you portray confidence on answering unexpected questions which you have no clue of? One quick way to do this, you say to your client, thank you for that, I will get back to you, and then you go and research the information. Another question, how long does it take to gain credibility in a sector? I would say a period of 3 to 6 months or even years. But the most important thing on the 12 C's of confidence is to build up your relationship with your customers so that you can gain the credibility. And it's all about being consistent. So I'd like to thank you for listening to Passion for Business today. And today we focused on authenticity in business. And I'd encourage you to be authentic, because it will help you to expand creatively and innovatively. We'll be back again next week at 9:30, so be sure to tune in and share blogtalkradio.com/Sharon. So thank you for listening to Passion for Business.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired. And we'll tune in again for Passion.